This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Okay? Now, all you got to do is go to the site, put in the code IDS, lifetime warranty, free shipping. Should have said that at first, but get you some headphones. Awesome sauce.
For people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep.
Big B. I have my crew with me. Before I get into my crew, I have to let everyone know that this is our 200th episode.
Woo woo! Yeah! 200.
Right, that's right.
Crazy.
200 IDS.
We've been doing it, y'all.
Yeah.
We've been doing it.
Damn.
And going strong.
No doubt. I have with me my crew today. And my crew is as follows. Got Queenie, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
We got the doctor, y'all.
Hey, how y'all doing?
He don't even know how to do it.
Yeah,
right, he don't know what the hell to do now.
I don't have my thing, man. I don't have a thing. But I'm here, y'all, doing it.
Sorry, Mark.
That's all right. That's cool. That's cool.
And we got the third
you
princess.
Have authorization.
Hey. How y'all doing? 200, y'all.
What?
Hashtag. 200. Yeah. What?
Hashtag
what?
200.
Yeah. No doubt. And, with the 200th show comes some new things to the network. For those of you that were able to tune in, we had Now in My Glass with Queenie.
Hey. Woo-hoo.
All right.
Thank you for the listening and the feedback.
Yes. Thank you.
That's the drink thing.
What was that?
Man,
it sounds extra moist.
The sip.
Was that a sip?
I was drinking that one.
That sounds like something else.
That's
but okay.
Some wine tasting tongue.
Something like that. Yeah. I try to give it a little sound effect background.
I'll decline.
Fix your face, B.
that was
talk about moist.
Right. Moistened.
No doubt.
Slippery.
We have some new shows headed your way.
Yeah.
That will debut at no specific time. It's just going to be one of those things that's just going to just hit you when it's time to hit you.
New for 2015.
Yes.
Boom.
Let me get some 3-1 off for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just hold it still, either one.
Boom. Booyah.
And without going into too much detail, got some new shit for you for the IDS show. I have asked an incredible amount of time, energy, and effort from my crew. They have stepped up to the plate.
Ask with a T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's real. Yeah, that is real.
How about it?
So, I'd like to thank you guys for making yourselves available. I'm sure the Deepsters will respond in kind.
No doubt.
How's everybody's weekend?
Well, I ain't do too much, man. I ain't do too much at all. At all, really. Except,
yeah.
I can't say this morning didn't, consist of the weekend, but fucking shoveling fucking snow, man. That But you know what? It was soft, though. That was a good thing. It was soft, so I could just...
Right.
Yeah, no. After you push it off the fucking vehicles and scoop, 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 throw a little salt down. It, was, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, scoop, it wasn't scoop, bad at all. As opposed to letting it get hard and then... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But other than that, though...
Get it while it's soft.
No.
No, not for us.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I drifted. Go ahead.
Nice, nice, nice.
My daughter's birthday was yesterday.
Faya!
Faya turned 10. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Faya!
We had an awesome weekend. Spent it with me and, you know, close people and her sisters. They were excited to do things for her actual day. So, and I had to work, so it was like... But it's all good because she got to spend time with her sisters.
Oh, good.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Beautiful thing.
You know, it's good to see Drew. It's good to see KGB sort of blossoming and coming out of a shell and mm-hmm. not have to be kill everybody. I don't smile and laugh. You know, it's good to see him, you know, be like, yo, you know, I'm a living, breathing, functioning human being. not a transformer. What's his name?
Incredible Hulk.
No.
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Terminator.
Terminator.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
There was a 10 in somewhere.
And he has a flourishing beard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay.
Well, all right.
I want him to
grow
it
back. You know what his beard is for? So he can wake up
and
flavor saver.
Last night's events.
Flavor saver.
All right.
I want him to grow all of it back, not that little.
Yeah, he got a baby beard right now.
Got that thing, the goatee. Yeah, mm-hmm. But he normally has he has this, and I love the full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the full beard. He said he's gonna do it for me before the winter's out.
All right.
Yeah.
Get that little tickling thing.
Oh my!
Tickled my fancy.
Well, all right.
Okay. Well, tickling something.
No Iggy.
Cool, man. No doubt.
Well, all right.
Well, before we get into the show, I would like to thank everyone for their well wishes. It really helped me be here today, along with my crew, and I thank you. So on with the show.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Jay-Z, hey y'all.
Hey y'all. Hey.
Jay-Z is working on getting more money. Okay. Yes. Yep, yep, yep. He has a new venture with these people, and the name of the company is called 360 Entertainment. Okay, now we already know Jay-Z has this thing, you know, the Rock Nation thing with the athletes and all that kind of stuff. He's getting ready to expand it now. Okay, now he's going to team up with 360 Entertainment, okay, to form a new service. And this is going to help out the, well, it's going to pretty much direct the actors, directors, writers, everybody in film, the digital industry and all that kind of stuff. He's going to shape them. You know what I'm saying? He's going to give them advice. And the boys get ready to take over shit.
Wait, right? He going to give them advice?
Well, he's going to have an agency to, okay, say if you're a director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you need an agency to, you know, find you a movie to direct or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know.
So pretty much they're going to be... their
sort of a consulting agency. Yeah.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah.
You know, the name of it is what kind of strikes me. Because I wonder.
Agency is not good.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the sort of thing that's going on with these contracts, those 360 deals that no one is happy with because the quote unquote machine basically takes a little bit of all your money where they used to just get maybe. The parts of the record, you know, now they get part of your everything, your touring, your advertisement, everything. They get a piece of the whole pie, as opposed to just controlling the record portion of it.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole 360 deal is what a lot of these entertainers are getting.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it. If it does, and you just throw it out there in a name, well, you're a boss. If it doesn't, and you just put that as a name, it might not have been good marketing strategy. Hmm. I don't know of anyone that's happy with a 360 deal, unless it's a no talent that someone is basically doing everything for you, right, and you know it, so you just getting what you can and enjoying your 15 minutes.
I think there's a lot of people out there like that, though.
Oh, I know, definitely. Yeah. But it's just something about once they get that first check, they forget that they're that. And then they like
a one-hit wonder. I don't care.
And then that's when you get that sophomore album where, you know, I wrote and produced this whole next project. That's why I love this one so much. And that joint go double wood.
Yeah, oh, shit. I love double wood.
I'll see what I can do to accommodate that.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, there you go. But anyway, the 360 company, they will also, you know, help their clients out with financial advice and all that kind of stuff as well. So, you never know. This might be a good thing. With Jay-Z and his folks taking over, it might not be as much as a raping as, I mean, when I say raping, like Brian was saying,
Don't put me in that raping shit.
When I say raping, I mean you pretty much taking all your agent's money, all your clients' money.
Address to
monkey.com/.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. And more news. Okay, look. I got to get back to the Whitneys, man, because it's still popping and hopping and everything. Anyway, my man. What's his name? Nick Cannon. Nick Gordon. He having problems. He having problems, man. The Whitney, the Browns family. They telling him he can't come anywhere near the hospital. Okay? Or they gonna put hands on him. That's the word on the street.
The husband.
Yeah. And even the Houstons are fucked up with him because Nick is having his lawyers saying that the Houstons saying that he can't come anywhere near the hospital. Okay, now the Houstons saying they never said that. They said his ass never came to the hospital at all anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what Nick trying to get out of this. Hey, y'all, tell me something. I'm gonna ask y'all a question.
A death, maybe? I don't know.
All right. Okay. So Bobby Christine is still on life support. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's say the worst case scenario. She passes away. Who gets the money?
Should be the next of actual kin. So probably her grandmother. Or her father.
Well, I was about to say, well, yeah.
Yeah, or her father. She's not married.
Oh, they didn't get married?
No.
That's what they said.
Yeah,
they didn't get married. Nick never got married.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, no. Mm-hmm.
So, you're saying it's between Bobby and her grandmother?
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking next of kin.
Sissy is a grandmother, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But she has a grandmother on Bobby's side, too, right? No.
I don't know, but I feel like Bobby would step in first.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think she's alive. I don't know if she's alive. I never hear about Bobby's mother.
Yeah, you're right about that, though. You could be right. But I don't know. I would think Bobby would be the first in line, unless there was a will or something.
I mean, that makes sense, but depending on how it's set up.
Yeah, you was way back. You was chilling with your cookie and shit.
I was saying it makes sense, but depending on how it's set up, you know, how...
Yeah.
You know, I doubt if she has a will. So this will be totally off some how shit's supposed to go if you don't have a will when you're a kid of a star type thingy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, in more news, let me see. Moving on. Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, this Batman saying Amber Rose is not a good mother. He's got a list And I got a few little items here on the list. But anyway, he's saying that Amber Rose is not a good mother. He's saying that, you know, she's never home. And I can see that because I always see her, you know, at clubs, shaking her. She just got a big ass. Just, you know.
Oh, she
make a long story.
Cut up. Bag of dope.
Hey, she dead. Dope, man. But apparently, is her mother white?
Yes. Oh, Hispanic, I think.
Oh, Hispanic is.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, Wiz trying to get, you know, complete, you know, care over the 1-year-old son. His name is Sebastian. Okay. Now, he's trying to build a case. Now, he's trying to get his family members and his friends and all that, you know, to
Wiz
come on.
Wiz ain't trying to pay child support.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
We just need to get a DNA test. Because that baby looked like the...
Kanye is paying Wiz millions of dollars not to get no DNA test right now.
No. Mm-mm. No. That baby looks like the driver.
Wow.
Now, granted, the baby looked like Amber when she was a little kid, but that baby looks like the damn driver. When y'all look this shit up, y'all see this shit, that baby looks just like the driver. Just like the driver spit him.
Like the driver?
Like the driver spit him out.
I think you said that before.
I did.
She did.
I did.
All right, then.
Shout out to Amber's ass.
Okay. Okay, let me run down a little list of things that Wiz is saying now.
You know, let me real quick. I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
Do your thing.
If it is the drivers, how the fuck did that come about?
I think if you watch Power, you'll probably figure it out.
I do watch Power, but my thing is, it's like we're talking TV show in real life. Anything can happen on TV.
You think TV show shit?
But what I'm saying is, you a driver, you making X amount of money. You probably making some pretty decent money to drive that fucking car and pretty much keep your mouth shut. You don't see nothing, you don't hear nothing. How does the ice break on the conversation of, can I get some pussy?
It ain't even that.
It's wrong.
It could be the pussy being thrown at him.
Right. I'm mad at him.
Okay, but I'm saying though, pull even over. If it's that, mm-hmm. I mean,
pull this car over.
The driver?
You're a man. Mm-hmm. And she's a regular person. God damn. Regardless of how much money she getting, right. She's a regular person. Look how
and
she
think
got.
About it.
She doesn't. What talent does she have?
I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe it. It could not happen. I'm just trying to
fathom,
break it down. Mm-hmm. Just
no.
We're
just ordinary people.
and think about it. The driver is with her most of the time. So they can do it and get away with it real, real smooth.
Right. I mean, I understand that. I understand that it's not impossible. Mm. I'm just trying to just break down the whole course of it. Because I know a situation of
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Someone that worked as a... sort of a maintenance person or whatever, a handyman basically for an estate. And he, for some reason, had the feeling that the missus of the residence was digging him. Mm-hmm. And he felt froggy enough to jump out there and ask for some pussy. And she slid the nigga $20 and said, take your ass on the fuck out of here and go buy you some pussy.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And nope. He was fired. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like, how do you... I mean, I guess for me,
I don't think it was a froggy thing for him.
I guess for me, I would know that it was okay when my penis was in her mouth.
Oh shit!
You know, and I didn't have to ask for it to be there. That's when I would know it's good. Because before that, I'm not losing my job.
Right, right.
Not for no pussy. Do you know how much pussy I can get just by saying I'm their drivers?
Right.
Every event they go to, I'm gonna be like, y'all wanna meet Wiz and.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, start the line right here.
How about that?
Y'all gonna go in this door, slide across, and you gonna go out this door. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell him I brought you
slide
here.
Slide across.
Yeah, I'm not losing no money. No, I'm
no. Right. I can dig it. No, I can dig it. But and see, then, y'all don't. Y'all most men don't ain't that strong. You got this bald blonde clapping. You know what I'm saying? You seeing pictures. You happen to be like at arm's length, you know, when it comes to interacting with her. And I'm not going to even put this on. See, at first, I had respect for Amber. Matter of fact, I lost respect for Amber after I was you know, defending her on a show, and it seemed like a week or two later, that's when all that shit came out with her and Wiz, and then the whole baby thing. I was like, damn, that was my bitch. Like, how the fuck she just gonna go out there and just make me look stupid like that? But anyway, you know, she could have anything. I mean, cause she, have you heard her talk? I mean, she's like she's like a round the way broad. Like it's nothing. It's no Kim Kardashian way about her. She's like real. She's somebody that a nigga be like, yeah, that's my bitch. She down and she look good, and she got a little bit of bread. Yeah, so boom, it's easy.
Okay. There you go.
Shout out to Amber's ass.
Yeah, but my man fucked up. The general maintenance engineer or whoever he was. You never go at her or whatever the case may be. You let them come at you. You play your role. You play. You know what I'm saying? You play your bass. You know, you never go at the employer. You know what I'm saying?
True shit.
Stay cool. That's what I would do with him anyway. But anyway, Wiz says that they have a dog. Okay. And the dog eats his own feces.
Buddy?
Oh, I will, girl.
He's like, how dare you?
Yeah. The dog eats his own feces and then licks the baby in the face. This is what Wiz says. This is what Wiz says. Okay?
But if she not home, then that's your responsibility, Wiz. Why you let the dog do that?
Well, apparently he saw it and then happened too quick and he couldn't control it or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Because he know that baby is the driver.
That's what it is. Back to the driver, huh? He says when Amber wakes up in the morning, she spends about 15 minutes with the kid, you know, hug him and kiss him and everything, and disappears. Okay, another thing he says, you know, it's all alleged. He says that Amber and her mother, they always have heated arguments using the N-word and just upsetting the baby, you know. So apparently Wiz is trying to build up a case, you know, to get custody of the little what's his name? Baby.
the little baby.
Yeah. What I said his name was? Jeremiah. Sebastian. Yeah, Sebastian.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
He said Jeremiah. Really?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. That concludes my diagnosis. Wait a minute.
Did you guys hear anything about the Twitter feed?
Yes.
Feud
between her and
going
Azalea.
Back and forth. And Khloe Kardashian.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Azalea and Erykah Badu.
Khloe. That was actually pretty funny.
She was
she was out of pocket, but I mean, I guess that's what you do.
Which one was out of pocket?
Amber Rose.
Apparently, I don't know what Khloe said. Khloe said something. I just happened to read all the Twitter clap back from Amber, and it was just I forgot, but it was no pun intended.
Whatever she said, it wasn't as good. I can tell you because I did hear it.
Come on, Khloe.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
Of course, it wasn't that good. Yeah. She's not hood.
Yeah,
Amber is hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She said something. About, wait a minute. I know Khloe said something about her being a whore. She was like, "Yeah, I'll be that little whore because I had to take care of my family. Like your big sister, your older sister was a whore for your family."
Oh, that was a good comeback.
Yeah, she was coming.
Yes, perfect.
She told you.
Yeah, Amber was getting it.
Yeah, Amber was getting it.
You know, I gotta start. See, OJ being her father and all
that other stuff. And
right, she was
don't come for mother.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
She was getting it. I know Khloe was like, damn, why did I tweet that thing out?
Right.
I shouldn't have started this because I don't know how to finish it.
I just only mess with.
Don't have enough ammunition. Don't fire the gun.
What's the dude? Right,
Lamar.
What's the dude? No,
who?
Bruce.
No. French Montana.
Yes, I only was the rapper's girlfriend. I really
right. I don't know how to clap back. Right.
Wow.
Good boy. It was funny though.
Well, anyway, that concludes my diagnosis and the rest of the Twitter feeds. We got some more coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
Stop with your begging. You're irritating.
Get out of bed with your protests. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good time.
Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good time.
Instagram ain't job searching.
Good time.
Hey, Daddy, how was work today?
Well, Sam, you know, more work, same pay, but be thankful.
Hey, what's up, Pops?
Let me get you a beer, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
I meant Daddy.
All right,
your
now.
Face. Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, baby.
Hey, girl.
What's wrong, Ma? Rough day?
Yeah, them kids, girl. On that school bus, they are driving me crazy.
I got some good news.
What, girl?
I have an audition for a part in a movie.
That's great, baby girl. What's the name of the movie?
Rise of the Lycans.
I like to come over there and smack the sh.
All right, now.
That's the exciting news, Selma. When's the audition?
Tonight at 7:30.
Yeah, the moon will be full by then.
Shut the hell up, Junior, before your ass be full of pain.
Junior, help me go over these lines real quick.
Sure I can, little sis. You know I used to do acting back in the school, girl.
Oh, I didn't know Westwood College had acting classes.
Yeah, Selma, that's when he was acting like he was going to school.
Yeah, he got his master's degree, too.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see that script. What the? This is goddamn porno.
I know, Daddy, but I need money to help around the house.
Ain't no daughter of mine doing no damn porno.
Well, I didn't think you had a problem with it, with all those pornos in your sock drawer.
Yeah, Dad, someone was good, too.
Shut up, Junior.
Okay.
Welcome back, y'all. It's Man Big B. IDS.
200 TH.
Yes.
Show.
Absolutely. Good time.
Hashtag.
Shit, we passed syndicated, huh?
Times. Yeah.
How about that?
How about it?
Speaking of syndicated.
Hood times. Hood.
Nice. Okay, so Queen Doc, I don't know. I'm flattered. I'm personally flattered that you know, people have these life situations, and they, instead of seeking counseling and doing other things, they seek the IDS crew to get their answers to their questions.
Professionals. Right.
Okay, you're
and I love
there
that. I'm so very appreciative that
shout out Jay
that you put that
we don't even charge
that love and trust into us. Well, actually, we do. And if you would like to send a donation, Queenie, where can I send them? They go to PayPal.
Into DB.
Into deep at yahoo.com.
Drew Baby has PayPal.
And PayPal.
No B. No B.
Nope. Not, okay. For, not for PayPal.
Okay. Keep the money separate.
Well, all right.
That's what's up.
And yeah. So, thank you. We definitely going to need the deepsters on this one.
Yeah, boy.
Uh-oh. But you know what, though? I feel this dude. So, anyway, let me get into it. Mm-hmm. Of course, he asked to not be named.
That's okay.
But he also says, hey, man, this girl, listen to the show.
Okay.
Cool, ooh, cool.
Well, so that doesn't mean that she will know.
I can dig it. Question. He could lie. I swear, good luck. Okay. So the gentleman goes on to say that he's been in a relationship for a few years. He said his girlfriend is beautiful. They have no real troubles of note. Nothing more than any other growing pains of any relationship that will go through. And he said they do a great job at, you know, whenever a bump in the road comes, they do a great job at working through it and compromising and everything. He says, for the most part, his relationship is great. But there's just one thing that constantly bothers him. Even though it's not in the forefront of his mind, it's in the back. In his words, he says his girl has the body of an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, boy.
He said, he says, even though he tries to overlook it and just concentrate on the fact that just she is visually beautiful. Her face is very pretty. She's very well kept. She's very stylish. Sometimes he just can't get over the fact that she doesn't fill up pants and she doesn't fill a bra. Matter of fact, she said it's very often she does not wear a bra
because there's no need.
It's pretty much useless.
Wow.
I hope she at least wears petals, but I digress.
He says every now and then, you know, when he's, you know, chilling with his boys and he feels that, you know, as guys do while they're walking down the street, they'll see, you know, a fat young lady and they'll see a fat young lady and compliment her on her ass and her tits and, you know, and they all get to talking about how, you know, the attributes that their girls may have. And he kind of just feels like the conversation dies because they know when it's his turn to speak, he has nothing to talk about. And it makes him feel uncomfortable a lot of times. But he doesn't want to blame it on his boys because they're not doing it to be hurtful. They're just doing what guys do. But he does notice it becoming more and more of a thought. Not necessarily an irritant, but a thought. Something that he thinks about more and more. And he just wants to know what to do. I mean, does he weigh it out and say the pros and the cons? Does he say this is probably on a path for it to be worse down the road? And so, therefore, pretty much maybe end the relationship. He just doesn't know what to do. And he signs it. Man with a little boy.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Okay, can I talk? Careful of those words. There's okay. a whole group out there that, okay, that actually works.
Yeah. Right.
All
right,
then.
Right. That's why he was unnamed. Is it a problem to her? Does she talk about how you know, damn, I can't fit in to XYZ. I'm not filling in, you know, ABC. You know what I'm saying? That's one.
Definitely not filling in B and C.
Shut up. Shut up. Right. Two, if it is an issue to her, there are ways to get through that. There's a way. There are ways to get her, you know, to thicken her up. They got shit out there. I even seen it on TV. Even if you don't want to go that route, you could do some old home stuff. Like, she could start eating more steak and potatoes. You know, start feeding her expensively. Then she might thicken up a little bit. Three, does she have any children? You know what I'm saying? If she doesn't have any children, y'all looking to have any children? Y'all might want to look to have some kids. Because, they, you know, women tend to kind of get a little thick after that, too.
No doubt. No doubt.
Laughing at him like his boys.
No, but it's for real. It's for real, though. It's for real. But other than that, I mean, if you're just that much of a visual person, you know, I wouldn't even know how to answer that, because if that is such a big issue to you, regardless of how pretty she is, then maybe you just need to not be with her, because it seems like you're more sold on her physical attributes and not what she's bringing to the relationship and how beautiful you saying her face is. You know, you need to grasp everything. You know what I'm saying? If you
maybe
feel like
he's grasping and there's nothing there.
Stop it. Maybe his hands are too big. I don't know. Look.
My whole thing is, okay, she was the same weight and everything when he met her, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, did he think by dating her, how long have they been dating? I guess he didn't say it, but
I think he said a few years is what he said. A
few years. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, if she's
stop
been the same
cheap
weight.
Peter. Shit.
It was that too. That too, you know. But if what his boys think is really what's on his mind, fuck them. If you love the girl the way she is, that's fine and well. If you don't, and if you just going by off of what your boys say, that's a fucked up way to you know, think about it. But if you really love the girl you care for, you know, roll with it. You know, but I mean, you know, if you want her to beef up or whatever, like Drew said, you know, fix her some lasagna, some pasta and shit. Get some, you know, get some good stuff up in
her. If she's not anti, you know, meats and pork and shit that like too. That, you know, that was my thing too. Like, if she's all for it, then thicken her little ass up. Matter of fact, you may not be laying the wood good, because that shit can make you look plump too.
There you go. Talk to him.
Maybe it's
talk
you.
Talk to him with the little
maybe
boy.
Maybe it's you, bro.
Right. How about that?
You know
that?
What I'm saying?
About,
you maybe. Might be able to get you a pre. No. You might be.
You know, my thing is this. And, you know, he didn't put it in the letter, but I wonder if maybe something happened that maybe he's not thinking about that may have happened. Like, did someone maybe make a comment about her? Because it seems like you say, you've been with her for a while. And I guess what triggered this thing to all of a sudden make you notice that?
Exactly.
Now it's, you know, to me, you know what? There's so many different angles on this for me. Maybe it could be the style or size of clothes that she wears. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's not voluptuous, but she might have like a nice little, you know, some people look hella fucking good in a bikini, but maybe not all that great in a pair of slacks. You know what I'm saying? So maybe if she wore something that showed what she did have, not saying that she should, and I'm not saying that she needs to conform to what anybody else is. I mean, she should be comfortable in whatever it is that she chooses to wear. But, it's tough. That's a tough one.
It is a tough situation. The only thing I'm thinking about, and when you started reading the letter and you started talking and you know, you guys were giving your feedback, I was thinking, man, if he stays with her, with her, this nigga's gonna cheat on her. Because if he's a visual person and she is not shaped the way, you know, he is really actually attracted to, he's gonna cheat on her. You know, and I think before you get too far, you know, if you really love her, you're gonna let her go. You know what I mean? Because I mean, if you're so easily embarrassed by your boys talking about her, you know what I mean? You're going to be out.
You said that they're talking about her.
Well, I'm saying, but talking about the situation, and when it comes back around, you're kind of like, cricket, cricket.
It might be just him feeling that, and his boys aren't really doing that.
Right.
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. We don't really know, because he didn't really say. But
he said that. He said that. He says that they make comments, and he feels as though, when it comes to him, they kind of get silent, like, oh, shit, we forgot
you. But you want
to
know what?
Right, you know, hold up. You know, it's like they're doing it. I mean, we know guys talk, so I'm sure somebody let something slip out at some point while they were all drinking or talking or whatever, or they saw some girl who was like, oh, yeah, your girl's fat like that. Your girl, or, yeah, such and such is so fat. And then get to him, and it's like, oh, hey, John, you know. And he gets skipped over. And I'm sure that probably makes him feel weird. Maybe makes him feel insecure, you know, when he should just focus on loving that woman that he's with. But I'm like, but if you keep being weak-minded, you're going to cheat on her. That's all I'm saying. So if you can get yourself together and be strong and be like, I love this woman for who she is.
Yeah, man. That's what I was
skinny,
getting to.
Skinny, fat, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Then, honey, keep it moving and be with that woman. But if you don't think that you can get over that, let her go now, because you said a couple years. Let her go now and find somebody who's okay with her body. It's like being a big girl.
Right.
It's like being a big girl, right. And then somebody all of a sudden have a problem with you being a big girl. It's right. Like, nigga, I was a big girl when you met me. Now all right. Of a sudden you got a problem with me being right. a big girl?
Because you're so busy trying to impress society and your boys and shit. You know what
I
mean? Like
I wouldn't be so quick just to hear this show. You know, get up the gumption, walk in the room and say, all right, baby, I'm gone. Talk to her. Mm-hmm. Talk to her and see where...
What you gonna say?
Where her mind... I mean, shit, if you're giving him the advice to just walk the fuck out the door, at least let her know why you walking out the door.
I'm not saying just be like, you know, we're over.
So that's what I'm saying. Talk to her and find out where she stands and all this. She may fuck around and totally agree with you. So she might want to see, is there enough room in y'all's budget, if y'all gonna be together, mm-hmm. is there enough room in y'all's budget to go get breast implants so she can get a little bit more? You never know. That's what I'm saying. Have the conversation with her.
But what if she doesn't have a problem with her body?
I understand that she may not. What I'm saying is, before you just walk in the room talking about, oh, by the way, bitch, I'm out of here. Okay. I'm just saying, rap to her. Let her know what's on your mind and what you're thinking or whatever. You know, like I said, there may be an off chance that she might be like, you know, sweetie, you know, I've always been this cup, and I've always wanted to be just a little bit more. Even if it's a
they've been in a relationship for years, you don't think at some point that woman shared that whether she was comfortable with for years that she was comfortable with her body.
I
mean,
know.
And this is somebody that they both profess, or I can't speak for her, but he professed to love her. You know what I mean?
As us being on the outside looking in, we don't know.
Right.
Is all I'm saying. And well, all I mean, I'm saying is just
coming up with
you have invested time. Just invest a little bit more time and have the conversation. And I'm pretty sure what comes out of the conversation will steer you in the right way. Whether it's she agrees with you and wants to look at maybe getting some augmentation, whether she is completely comfortable and what have you, like Drew hit the nail on the head when she said, you know, if y'all thinking about having kids, that's gonna put a little something on you. May not be a whole lot to do a whole bunch of changes, but it's gonna put a little something on you.
Small floppy boobies too.
It could do that. It could do a lot of things.
I said it could.
It could do a lot of things. But I really think, and I hate, you know, sort of being cliche-ish and say it's all about communication, but I think for this situation, it really does start with just putting it on the table.
Sure.
And I wouldn't put it in, and just one more thing I would caution you with is I wouldn't put this on the table in a damaging manner. I would be extremely cautious and careful how you go about this, because
if you love her, you have to be.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't let things that you hear gas you up to have a couple drinks and bust up in the room talking shit.
Right.
You might want to just make sure you're level headed. Maybe you've thought through it. Whatever it takes you to do to have a productive conversation. I think I would go at it like this, because I'm going to tell you, just like Neen said, that the chances of you end up cheating on him, this is also a situation where the chance on her, I'm sorry. This is also a situation of if you just fuck around and cut her loose, you know you got feelings for her. And when you see another nigga with her and happy and all that, it is going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. So tread lightly, my brother. However, whichever plan of attack you choose, tread lightly. But I'm gonna be honest with you, as someone that is 44 and I see what time does to a body, you might just want to hold on, because the little 5, 10, 15, 20 she might pick up down the road might put her exactly where you want her and allow you to comfortably ride off into the sunset, and at 50, 60 years old still have a woman whose body is like that and right where you want it to be, and you can enjoy your twilight years with a woman that you love. Mm-hmm. You know, because trust me, I'm going to tell you now, for every person that has your situation, I honestly feel that there are 20 people that have the opposite end of that spectrum, who had dime pieces back in 88 when they hooked up with their girl. And now, she done gotten a relationship and got comfortable and just let shit go and shit fucked up. And they wondering, like, where inside is their old girl? So, you know, you might want to kind of keep that in mind, too.
Boosky, I'm not saying dump her automatically off the brick. I'm just saying that if you think there is somewhere in the back of your mind as you guys go on, you think you might cheat, let her go. You know what I mean? But like B was saying, it's like, you don't know down the line, you know, she might be an old thickums, and you might have a great time and, like, you know, ride off in the sunset with each other. But it's all about love and respect, and, you know, just keep those in your mind too. That's all I want to say.
It's totally about love. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of men, when they're in the immature state, and some that suffer from a little immaturity as they get older, their women are, you know, don't get me wrong, I understand the whole arm candy, you know, that type of thing. But in all actuality, it's what this woman does for you mentally. You know what I'm saying? Before anything else, you know, mentally and physically, but mentally for real. Cause you're when you get older, you're looking at it like how this woman is going to
like take care of me, you love know, you,
yeah,
treat you.
Yeah. As time goes, when shit gets rough, is she going to be there? What part she's going to play? Right. You know, when shit gets real tough, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of trying times out here. Mm-hmm. Be it,
no bullshit.
You know, with anything, job loss, finance, whatever. It's a lot of shit going out here. And just because this little boy body, pretty female that you're dealing with, and I say that because of how he put it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Break it down.
Just because this boy body female that you're dealing with don't look as pleasing and lustful to the eyes to you, or you, let me tell you one thing, she could, that the way she is shaped can look hella good to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because you feeling like the way you feeling, and if you decide that you want to express that to her, that can make it more, and hopefully he ain't say this to none of his boys. I hope he ain't say nothing this to none of his boys, because that can make them think that that's a green light to try their hand. Because niggas will try their hand. They will. They will try their hand. You know, but, you know, it's all about what she can do for you, what she does for you mentally, what she does for you physically. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What she does for you mentally is the main thing for me.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like it goes much deeper than just body. Like, I'm a big girl, and I used to have an issue with me getting bigger. I've been getting bigger. But you know, it's more what that person can do for you in the long run. Do you see this woman with you in the long run when shit get thick? You know what I'm saying? That thick woman that you feel like that you think is all like that or she whatever thick. When shit get fucked up, what if you start getting fat?
How about that?
We don't know if this nigga fat or not.
Right. Or what if you lose your job?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It's how about stupid. That?
I hate you. If he was a fat boy or whatever, like, what if she was to be like, look, Slim, you talking about how I'm shaped. What about you? Right. You can stand and lose. Where's your six pack?
Yeah.
I got it. You ain't got it. Like, if that's the case.
There you go.
So, yeah. Like, I don't even understand that. Like, I don't even understand how you be a big dude or whatever. You talk about somebody shaped like something. Nigga, you lucky she, you know, with you. But that's something different.
and the fact that he called her a little boy.
A little boy. Come on, don't get me wrong. I got the visual when he said it.
Visual.
Because I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. However, if you ain't did nothing to plump in that or even talk to her, even to see, not even saying like, babe, you need to gain some weight, but to see if that's where she's coming from. If she's like, God damn it, I can't gain weight to save my damn life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If she opens that door, then it's like, oh, okay, you can offer whatever you feel like you can, like cook,
protein shakes,
protein shake, right?
Can you,
you
cook,
know,
squat? Right, can right. You cook?
All of that, you know what I'm saying, to get her to where she was. If you love her and you plan on being with her, don't do that shit just for the now. If you love her and plan on being with her, then y'all can do that shit together. Maybe you can lose some weight if you're fat. You can lose some weight, and then she can plumpen up. However, y'all can meet somewhere in the middle.
Give her your fat.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
But yeah, fuck that shit.
That's right.
Well, there you go. I mean, I hope you got something that you can work with there.
It's in deep. You're going to get what you asked for.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope that you really act on this sooner than later.
Yes.
Don't let this linger.
Yes.
And please, whatever you do, man, whatever you may feel or assume that your boys might be thinking the same, man, get that shit out of your mind.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's just, it's just not worth it. It's you know, and if they're your boys for real, they wouldn't be going on you like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, if you know a lot of, just look at, you know what, take a day off work and just turn on your local Fox affiliate or your what's the other one? What's the channel? What's the 20? What's the other one?
NBC4?
No, what? Channel 20. What is that one?
CW?
CW. Yeah, okay. Whatever it is, and watch how many weight loss commercials come on back to back to back to back to back. Nick, you could be having a whole nother set of problems that you really don't want.
Or he could be the problem. Shit.
Or he could be the problem.
Yeah,
you
he
never
could
know.
Be the problem. He could, his insecurities can make him feel some kind of way. Right. He might got childbearing hips that he wished that she had.
Ooh, like that dude I saw. I gave my two fingers to with the butt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could be Parasuco.
So whatever it is, man, make sure you handle it before it's crying time.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Reimplied. Welcome back, y'all.
Black.
It's time for being black.
Being black.
Excuse me.
It's time for being black. Now, I want to start off by indirectly blasting some people. Mm-mm. Three people in particular. Mm-mm. That approached me and was like, yo, I got this being black, right? What happened? See, I had went into the... No. That's not what you do.
Exactly. Ugly. Tell them how they can do it.
Hey, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com if you have a being black moment.
You can type it out.
Or you can.
You can record it on your voice recorder. Send it in. You can call the hotline at
202-750-1437.
That's 1-I-D-S. And you can leave it on a voicemail. Either way, we will read it or play it. But you will not harass myself or my crew. Mm-mm. With your moments. We are black. We deal with them ourselves.
We are black. Okay. We are black.
So now that we got that straight, if we can, we're going to get in today's being black moment.
Being black, walking around, being black. People do racist stuff to you, that's whack. Being black. What up, IGS family? This is Kai Love calling with my being black moment. While traveling in India with my delegation of about 12 people, three of us was African American, the rest was white and other. We had to check into one of the smaller Indian airports. Now, we already knew that everybody in the delegation was over in luggage because the American standard for luggage allowance and weight is greater than what they allow in India. But we had not had any problems until we got to the one airport by which, when everyone checked their luggage in, they were able to get it in, checked it at the gate, checked it at the desk or whatever. No worries, no problems. Except for the three black people, we ended up all having to pay to check our luggage because it was overweight. So even in India, you can't escape the problems, the difficulties, the inequity, the disparity of being freaking black. Talk to y'all soon. Love you. Peace. Bye. Being black.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, they are very prejudiced in India too.
Black.
I mean, don't be
not held by our borders.
Blacker nope. Than
neither
some
is
of
being Mexican because they get you right on in.
Right.
What happened?
Shit,
I'm just saying.
Some of the Indians look darker than the light skinned black folk. Like, why you mad though? Whole time, why you trying to stereotype?
You know what I'm saying? That's worldwide.
Right. That's crazy as shit.
Kai Love, you're so cute.
Right.
I singing her. In the beginning.
Being scared. Walking around because you scared of black folk.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. Huh? Nope.
No.
Thank you, darling, for sharing that being black moment.
No doubt.
That was real.
Thank you, Kai.
Ooh. I would like to talk to Kai Love.
Wait, what?
She's being black.
Thank you.
She's walking around and being black.
Mm. That's kind of like an off version of a poop.
Yeah.
Like, but a little bit of African. I'm not really sure what that was happening.
Okay. Kai Love, why are you walking around and being black? Why is that a problem?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Come back again soon, Kai.
We miss you.
You know what? I don't know if y'all have, because I know you guys are what do you call the people?
Ambassadors.
The people that handle the, you know, the emails and all that other stuff. But
no, that's them.
Has anyone ever, you know, from the distance, let us know where they were coming in from? Where we were getting a lot of our...
Yeah, then we had somebody in Brazil or something.
It was somewhere far away.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. People listen, right? You know, all listen. Over. But what I was looking for was for somebody to, you know, that maybe overseas. But to email us and don't be shy. Just let us know that you're listening to us and how you found us. And,
right. I mean, if you don't want your information,
yeah, we don't have to use names.
Put that as the first line of whatever you want to send us.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't have to.
And we'll definitely keep it. Personal information type thing.
Yeah, right. Just curious. Like, how did you find us?
It's kind of strange that we see you, but we don't see you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Create a bootleg email.
We just want to know what the story is behind the story.
Yeah. I'm like, how the hell did people find us in Russia?
Right.
And you know what else I want to know from these people? I want to know what their two-finger, one-finger moment is.
Here's that too.
And maybe they don't even know what the hell two-finger, one-finger is. So, doctor, can you tell them what two-finger, one-finger
is? All right. Two-finger is anything that's happening good in your life, any people that, you know, are supporting you, anything that's good, that's the two-finger. All right, the one thing, one of us, I say one thing.
The one finger.
The one finger.
And that's only attached to thoughts now.
Uh-oh. I got my Ugg boots on.
Thoughts got fingers. Mm-hmm.
The one finger is anybody, any people, anything you want to say, fuck you to. You know, anything that is not going right in your life right now, it's not going right for that day, anything that's just not right, period.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Right. Yep.
Yes. Yep. You can send that in too.
Yeah. Yep. That's my definition of the two finger, one finger.
Without further ado, True Baby.
Two finger, one finger?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Two finger to my baby girl who turned 10 yesterday, who is such an awesome individual. I love her to life. I love her to the end and back. I love that little girl right there. Oh. One finger to how I've been feeling about certain people in my life that I'm just not getting it. I don't understand. And instead of me being an ass, I want to be a continued friend and to, you know, embrace and look out and pray for whatever, for the people that's going through whatever. But I just feel like when it comes to me and mine, I don't feel like I don't have the support that supply for others.
Preach, word.
When it comes to them and theirs. So
reciprocate, niggas and bitches.
Yeah, reciprocate. That's a hashtag, and I think that's what I'm going to put on Facebook too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, middle finger go out to those motherfuckers.
Mm.
Queenie.
Hey yo. All right, two fingers go to Diego for taking Maxie to my mom's house so I can actually get a good night's sleep. And don't have to wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning with the dog going.
You gotta pee. Why though? You don't have that thing on the schedule.
She is on the schedule, but for some reason today she felt like she needed to go to the bathroom at 3:40 in the morning. Normally she doesn't.
How's mom gonna get her out?
Huh?
How's mom gonna get her out?
How you gonna what?
How's mom gonna get her out?
Oh, she doesn't do that at mom's house. That's the funny part. Huh. And the funny part is really she doesn't normally do that. She gets up at 8 something. You know, and she all right.
Mom
so,
loves her.
Mom loves her. No. Okay?
You have no patience.
Actually, I am so much better.
Oh.
I said I was better. I ain't say I was great, goddammit.
Right.
And one finger to the people in the background saying I don't have no patience.
You know dogs just naturally walk around and sniff. Maxie just walk around and just be like, God damn it, what? Why are you bothering me? Why are you sniffing? I'm like, that's what they do. They sniff.
But if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you outside by yourself, ain't you?
Hold on, why she outside?
I'm saying I'm outside with her because she got to go to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're like, can you just pee or poop or do whatever you got to do and come on, girl, because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm outside by myself and I don't want nobody coming around the corner trying to get me.
Wow.
All right, then. Very well.
Shout out to Massey.
Doctor!
You're a good dog owner to be outside with your dog at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm saying.
Because Buddy would be a short pissing in the shit in the house. Motherfucker fucking right. me.
Buddy okay. just go back to the kennel.
Nah, Buddy trained. Buddy no.
She is trained.
Is Buddy still white?
She's trained.
Huh?
Is Buddy still white?
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
But is he supposed to change colors or something?
Yeah, when he has lack of. Go ahead.
Okay. What?
Buddy's good.
Lack of. Baby.
One finger to this motherfucking weather we've been having. Okay.
That was pointed towards me. I don't think that was an indirect.
No, I was, you know, my shit just is not straight.
Yeah, oh, whatever, okay. Nigga, that was right in front of me. But go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead,
my bad. One finger right, to this exactly. snow and this Tanina. Goddamn wind chill factor. It's been cold as shit too. Not even adding in the fucking snow and shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say the snow wasn't even that cold. It was cold before that.
Huh? A challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The next two finger, one finger, it cannot go to the weather. Because you do that like every show. Can't go to the weather.
Okay.
Next, just a challenge.
Okay.
Challenge.
Okay, the next one?
Next show.
Oh, okay. Next show. Oh, next show.
Because you already did it, so.
Okay. Let me see. I got one finger. Two fingers to my lovely crew here. I love to be with you guys.
I love you.
Whenever I can. I love your energy. Yes. And it's
that's good. Where's your what? What happened? What did you just say? I don't understand.
Two fingers for our new little ventures that we're having on the show. Okay. So, moving on, Brian.
No doubt. Two fingers to my crew and to everyone that sent a little something. Appreciate you. Thank you. And one finger to the universe, to the energy, to the faith right now, because I don't have it. Right now, I feel like you left me out to dry, so fuck you. And that's where it stands. Another good show.
Yeah.
In the can.
200TH.
No doubt. We got a birthday coming up, y'all. Got a birthday coming up in a couple weeks.
Damn, already?
Yeah. Couple so-and-sos. Show and shows.
Whatever.
A couple weeks.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So,
I guess we'll have some cake, and Drew will pop it for us.
Yes.
No cake.
What? Oh, you acting brand new?
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Times tough.
Here we go.
I need to get paid. Hello.
I ain't saying nothing.
I got a dollar.
Go to sleep, Mom.
I got a dollar.
All right, Selma.
Oh my.
Well, all right.
Go to the people.
I thank you. I appreciate you. And we thank you all for tuning in once again, listening, liking, loving, contributing, doing everything that you can. Stay tuned for another Now in My Glass. Stay tuned for another Un coming up. Stay tuned for Ride With Me. Stay tuned for... We can't talk about that one yet. Can't talk about that one yet. It's going to happen soon, y'all. Thank you for everything. We love you. Yes, I'm your man, Big B. For Dot, Drew Baby, Queen Neen. We say peace. And always, in closing.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck.